I'd always enjoyed their stuff in the past, and I have to admit, I thought they'd probably disappeared from the scene, as we call it. But no, they're back with a new single. American TV cops the band, and that's called Turbulence Number 5, and apparently there's an LP to follow shortly, album in the near future, it says here in the press release. This is the Delta 72 from what I take to be their debut LP as well. Most of the songs are sung by a bloke, but I prefer the ones that are sung by a woman. This is On the Rocks. Courtney sings the blues. Well, not exactly, you know, but leaning in that direction. That's the Delta 72 on John Beale's music from BFBS. Get away. It comes from an LP called, rather puzzlingly, I think, The R&B of Membership, whatever that may mean. And anything else I can tell you? On the Rocks was the title of the track, and it's on Touch and Go Records. Right, these are the dub specialists. Fading in slightly here. This is called Heavy Dub. LP is called Dub to Dub, Beat to Beat, Volume 1. No, Volume 2, rather. I lie to you. And it's by the dub specialist at Conscious Sounds on Crispy Records. And that track was called Heavy Dub. Now, if you get the news... I'm being very brisk, aren't I, this week? I don't know if I'll keep it up for 2 hours. But if you get the new single by Pure Morning on Radar Records, which is called Foxhole, which I think I've played you from the LP, there's a couple of tracks on there that... that's the LP, 2-inch Helium Buddha, of course. There's a couple of tracks on there that are not on the LP. This is but one of them. It's called IPC. To the point, I wish there were more like that, really. That's Pure Morning. IPC is the title of the track, and it's one of the extra tracks, as I say, that you get with the new single Foxhole. And one of the best records I've heard during the past week has been a 7-inch EP from Cha Cha Cohen. This is on Chemical Underground Records, home of the Delgados, amongst others, and I think the Delgados label. This track is called 6 Years.
On the way out.
But I can tell by the look on your face that you're not entirely convinced, so I'll play you another track from it in the second half of the programme. That's Cha Cha Cohen. There you go, on Chemical Underground Records. That's called 6 Years. Virtual Drummer. Ew, ew, with the drummer. Now, that's pretty neat, isn't it? Come on, of course it is. That's Sub-Zero, a 12-inch on Awesome Records called The Virtual Drummer. And this is from the current and excellent LP by The Flaming Stars. Some of the tracks, the singer, whatever his name, what's his name? I'll have a look at the sleeve while the record's playing. But it does sound a bit like Jarvis, it has to be said. The Flaming Stars, and You Can't Lie. Max.
Tell me nothing that I don't already know. And I wanted something more than you got to show.
Teshane, of course, is the gentleman's name, and I apologise for having forgotten it for an instant there. The Flaming Stars, and You Can't Lie. And, of course, you know on these programmes, John Peel's Music from BFBS, that if a record starts out really quietly, there's only going to be a matter of time before it gets very loud indeed. See, I put a little note on there to myself. To watch the end of the record, and that's why. And it goes, you can do this for the rest of the programme, if you like. Yes, it's one of those. Chris de Babylon, though, and that's called Residuum. And these are the Acrylic Tones, B-side of a single from them on Detour Records. This is called John. Always very pleasant to hear that on the organ, I think. That's the Acrylic Tones on Detour Records. As far as I can tell, they come from Newcastle upon Tyne. Not that that makes much difference. And that's called John.
Well, I heard John say,
man, she's my gal.
I heard the organ say,
man, she's my pal.
Well, the John jumped up. Well, lights went on, men went on,
Gene Vincent and Who Slapped John from the LP Blue Jean Bob. I was just having a look at the sleeve notes. They're amazing what you could get away with, really. It says, summoned to Nashville for his first recording session, Gene and his colleagues, the Blue Caps, found themselves fogged in at the Norfolk Airport. They were miserable lest they should lose the date, but they drowned their sorrow in song with such gusto that in a matter of moments after they'd hauled out their instruments, the Norfolk Airport was rocking. The fog vanished. Maybe it was heat generated by the group that burned it off. And when the time came for the first westbound plane to take off, five people gave up their seats so that Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps could get to Nashville in a hurry. Now, how much of that do you believe? Not very much. Now, you get your instruments out like a band and start playing at an airport somewhere and see what kind of response you get. And then get onto a plane and say, look, I want five of you to get off the plane so that these lads in this rock and roll band can get to Nashville. How many people are going to get off that plane? Zero is the answer to that question. Right, mean-spirited robots, this is Lo-Fi Big Time. This is part of the record. I Love the Cities, it's called. Really strange stuff, but I like it a lot, I must say. It's, well, I think it's called I'm Freezing. That's the title of the EP, anyway, by the Mean-Spirited Robots on Pottery Records from Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. Some seven tracks on a 7-inch, and that one's called I Love the Cities. Did I say that already? I think I probably did. From Manchester, this is Psych Out. Some good noises in this. It's called Boom. This is another one which goes on forever if you wanted to. I mean, until your stylus gives out or the record catches fire or something. Psych Out is the name of the ensemble, and Boom is the title of the track on Discord Records. Is it Discord? It is Discord, actually, but a kind of British Discord without an H in it. This is Retriever and Pen Pal. You know, I've written all over this confounded record that it's an LP that plays at 45, and it still caught me out. That really annoys me. Typically, this is John Peel's music on BFBS, of course. Pen Pal by Retriever. Don't mess me about. Inch LPs to play at 45, and not my favourite things, I have to say, but Retriever, that was, from an LP called 3 Seconds Stereo, and Pen Pal, the title of the track. BC Kid. this is the right speed. I mean, it won't go any slower. Influence of Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite in that one. I think that's BC Kid and Smash the Guitar. Never Let It Twang.
Voices Radio. BFBS.
This is John Scragg with the BBC News. The news from BFBS, London.
Yeah.
Your in-flight entertainment this week comes from John Peel's music on BFBS. This was Hustlers of Culture from an LP called Many Styles, I think. Anyway, it's on Wall of Sound Records, and this tune is Wild. Before that, it was the Hairy Pat Band, 7-inch single on In the Red Records, which is called Mark the Narc. This is the current single from the Del Gardens. Those are the Delgados. What an excellent single that is, too. And why has that just run on into that? Because that button hasn't been pressed. Anyway, there you go. Who cares particularly? Those are the Delgados, as I say, their current single, Under Canvas, Under Wraps. And these are the Neanderthals.
Staring at
Those are the Neanderthals. Girl in a Hot Rod is the title of the track, recorded at London's legendary Torag Studios. The LP is the latest menace to the human race, and it's on No Hit Records, who call themselves the stupid... Or say, anyway, their kind of logo is the stupidest records since 1987. As long as that. And this includes the bass player, Cheese Blotto. Probably not the name that he was given at birth, but a name that I rather care for. I must admit, I wish I'd thought to call myself Cheese Blotto all of those years ago. Much better name than John Peel, by and large. And here's another good name, too. This is somebody called Freeman Stowers, which sounds like some kind of storage device for ancient DJs, but he was a chap who actually sang in Richmond, Indiana, and probably other places besides, back in 1929. Clever Boy from 1929, that's whatever I said his name was before, Freeman Stowers, and the track's called Medley of Blues. Let's check that on the original dance computer. Clever link there, I hope you spotted that and enjoyed it. Top teen sounds from Hamburg. This is Ego Express from an LP called Foxy, the original dance computer, the title of it. And from Hubcap, well, this has no title. Good stuff. I should have played you more, really, from this LP. It's by Hubcap. It's also got a great sleeve, I think. Those Kids Are Weird is the title of the LP, and that was Untitled Piece. I mean, it's on Action Boy 300 Records from Chicago, Illinois, as well. This is International Strike Force. Now, before they were International Strike Force, they were called Golden Starlet. Why they changed their name, I'm not quite sure, but they did. And this track is called Golden Starlet by International Strike Force. It all makes sense, really, I suppose. The LP is Love Is.
Yeah.
It's really annoying, you know, because records like that never get reviewed in the music weeklies. I've not seen a single review of this LP, which is a highly entertaining work, I think. More importantly, they don't get played much on the radio either, except on programmes with which I'm involved, this being John Peel's Music on BFBS, of course. And even the programmes that play records that are kind of like that, you know, probably haven't been playing that because it's not on a hip label or, it's, you know, and it comes from Middlesbrough and there's no Middlesbrough scene that I'm aware of. International Strike Force, Golden Starlet and the LP, as I say, it's called Love Is. It's on Slamped Records. And if you were listening to last week's programme, I played a track by Obadiah Mataluna and the Stone Sounds. This is Obadiah Mataluna and the Jet Sounds, a band for every occasion.
Dan wa tana bes ko lu di be ma ti chak sa sa Dan wa tana bes ko lu di be ma ti chak sa sa Dan wa tana bes ko lu di be ma police sa 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 Dan wa tana bes ko lu di be ma police sa 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 Thank you.
Bit of a problem with stored foodstuffs on the middle of the record there. I apologise for that. Hope it didn't spoil your enjoyment, as I always say. My voice drenched with insincerity. Obadiah Mataluna and the Jet Sounds from Zimbabwe. Fundani Part 1, that was. And in the first part of this programme, I played you a track by Cha-Cha Cohen from a new 7-inch EP on Chemical Underground Records. Promised you another one. I thought it was called Shed, actually, until about 10 seconds ago. Then I had another look at the label and found to my disappointment, really, because I like the idea of a track being called Shed. It's actually called Sled. I mean, not a great deal of difference, but nevertheless, it's a crucial one. It is a first-class EP, this, I think. Cha-Cha Cohen. It's on Chemical Underground Records, as I keep emphasising, and that was called Sled. This is a single from Jonah on rather nasty orange vinyl.
Yeah.
reminds me of something, but I can't for the life of me think of what it is. It's by Jonah, a 7-inch single, called, as you might imagine, Sly. This will remind you of something as well, no question about that.
I'm scared.
partial to this. 12-inch on Rogue Trooper Records by DJ Creation. X-Files, of course, the title of it.
Me too. Ripley. I'm scared.
This is Baby Bird. Nice pop single, that, I think. That's Baby Bird on John Peel's Music from BFBS. Good Night is the title of it. And I so much enjoyed the Gene Vincent track that I played in the first hour of the programme that I thought I'd play another one.
Oh, I got a gal and her name's Jane. Well, the kids call her Puddin' Tane. Always popping round the town. Every bit of all her pals. She jumps, giggles and shouts.
cat you ever seen. She jumps, giggles, and shouts.
No!
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 Jumps, giggles, and shouts.
Jump, flip, jump, jump.
Giggles and shouts.
No.
Jumps, 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 giggles and shouts.
Go, 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 go!
That Cliff Gallop certainly could play guitar, couldn't he? Gene Vincent and Jumps, Giggles and Shouts. And I think the only thing to follow that with is Bo Axelson and his exotic sounds. I don't know, the Swedes just did better somehow, don't they? That's Bo Axelson and his exotic sounds, Cachita. And as it says in the sleeve notes, Bo has been beating the skins for such musical dignities as Charo Pampas, to name just one. Well, that's good enough for me, for sure. And the last record that I have for you this week on John Peel's Music from BFBS comes from a compilation called UK Space Techno Volume 2. It's by Lab 4, and the track's called Transformation. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you'll join me again at the same time next week.
is Forces Radio. BFBS.